There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
The Continental Flare of the Paracast from Red Pill Junkie. Kurt Collins is our guest co-host on the Paracast. Chris O'Brien is off this week on an emergency, but probably will be with us for after the Paracast. Reminder, don't forget to join up with the Paracast Plus at plus.theparacast.com. You get the ad-free version of this show, higher quality audio, and a little bit better sounding with Red Pill Junkie. He's connecting from Skype in Mexico City, and the reception is not as good as it could be, but we can all hear him, so it's not a big problem. But if it isn't quite high fidelity, maybe it's upper middle fidelity, that's the reason. We also have a second radio show called After the Paracast, which is like 30 to 40 minutes of freewheeling discussion, sometimes with guests, sometimes without guests. That's included as part of the package. Also, if you subscribe for 1 year or 5 years, you get a free copy of Chris O'Brien's Stalking the Tricksters, the ebook version. Go to plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. So we're talking here, and I kind of segued into pop culture and a TV series, about the greater interest in life after death. So since you raised the subject, Red Pill Junkie, do you believe we go on, or is it all blackness after we, as they say, give up the ghost?
Well, you know, the most honest answer I could give is I don't know, right? I suspect that some part of our consciousness does survive physical death. And I think that there's a Dr. Sam Parnia, who is a medical professional who has been conducted very interesting research in these matters. And they have, he has concluded that at least for 4 minutes, it can be scientifically established that consciousness survives physical death. You know, and after longer than that, we really can't know. You know, we really can't know if consciousness survives indefinitely. You know, we can't even deduce the fact that you know, the near death experiences proves the existence of a deity. You know, heaven and hell and all that jazz. But to me, at least, it proves that the current materialistic paradigm that equates mind with brain needs to be updated, you know, or needs to be, you know, cast aside, and a new paradigm must rise from that.
Since you raised it, I was thinking here in terms of near-death experiences, there's also a TV show called Stitchers on ABC Family Network. And there what they do is they posit that the newly dead will for a time still have a slight amount of brain activity. So what they do is they stitch into that activity to try to recall the circumstances under which a person died. And usually it's somebody who dies under tragic circumstances due to a criminal act, and that forms the basis of the series. Not that any of this relates to fact, but it's just the obsession with near-death experiences and like that. Now, how, though, do we relate to any of that, Miguel, to the interest in UFOs and stuff like that? Is E.T. a spirit of the dead?
I don't know, but, well, maybe. I think that this is a great segue in order to acknowledge the passing of Ann Striever, Whitley Striever's wife, who sadly passed away last week. And it's interesting to bring her up because she managed to edit this book that was formed by the thousands and thousands of letters that she and her husband received after Whitley Strieber published his seminal book, Communion, you know. And this book was the Communion Letters, And I think that she managed to read 14,000 letters sent by people who claimed to have had similar experiences than that of her her husband. And one of the things that she managed to deduct from this, you know, she concluded and told her husband, with, you know, that this experience, you know, the alleged alien abduction experience, had something to do with what happened to us after we died. You know, and I happen to agree with that. I think that what we now call the alien abduction experience, it has in fact more to do with what happens to human beings after they cross the realm of, you know, the veil of the afterlife, than with scientists coming to this planet in a structure of craft.
Okay, so you're saying here that an alien, so-called alien abduction, is really akin to a near-death experience.
I think that the alien abduction experience shares several interesting similarities with the near-death experience, and we need to look into those similarities, you know, and try to find out why they are so similar.
Well, can you be more specific about the similarities, more information about them?
Well, you know, I mean, there are several abductees who have claimed to see death relatives, you know, inside the alleged spacecraft, you know, right along with the great beings conducting the so-called medical examination in which the abductees submitted, you know. And there's also, you know, claims of seeing beings that look like, well, almost angelic in appearance, you know. And here I'm reminding the account of Betty Andreasen, you know. And I think that one of the beings that she observed during one of her abduction experiences was, you know, tall Nordic-like humanoids wearing, you know, white robes and without any shoes, you know. They were barefoot, you know. And that is kind of the thing that also is reported in near-death experiences, how this being, kind of like a thing of light that radiates, you know, like unconditional love. And then there is the so-called life review, you know, in which the near-death experiencer is given a choice on whether he wants to die or return back to his life, his or her life. There is also this idea that the beings in the abduction experience and the near-death experience communicate directly through to the minds of the experiencer, you know, like telepathy, you know. So I think these and other things that I probably am leaving behind, to me, are fascinating, you know. To me, and let's also, you know, point out that these kind of elements can be also found in the psychedelic experience, you know, the experiments carried out by Dr. Richard Strassman, in which he gave patients a certain amount of DMT. And some of those patients claim to have had contact with non-human entities.
Now, one thing kind of bothers me here when we talk about near-death experiences compared to a UFO abduction. In a near-death experience, the assumption here is that the heart has stopped briefly, either because of illness or for medically necessary reasons. The heart stops, and that's when the experience occurs. Now, when there's a UFO abduction, does the heart stop? Does anyone know? We only have like 40 seconds to answer this question, so I'm going to let it sit to our next segment. But it just kind of occurred to me when you were talking about similarities. And then, of course, that raises the bigger question. If we're perceiving this experience in different ways, do they all have the same cause? And you see it from a different standpoint depending on your physical state. Isn't this elaborate? It's also something I never thought of before, a resemblance of all those things. So I really want to thank you. Our guest is Red Pill Junkie. He's a blogger who really covers a wide range of paranormal subjects. We have Kurt Collins who's been a UFO investigator for a number of years covering Cash Landrum and things like that. With Gene and Kurt, you're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, Peter Picaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley with U.S. Tax Shield. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
So here on the Paracast, Chris O'Brien is off this week. Kurt Collins, our guest co-host, he's known as Sentry in our forums, Red Pill Junkie. Usually known as Red Pill Junkie in our forums, is here, and we're discussing near-death experiences. So I mentioned this point, Miguel, and that is the heart stops for a near-death experience. Does it stop for an abduction?
Well, no, but we should also point out that sometimes near-death experiences happen when people are not on the brink of physical death. You know, maybe they are in a plane that is about to crash or something, you know, and for a moment they experience some of the things of the near-death experiences, you know, the life review, you know, the life flashing before your eyes or something like that. And those people were not really in immediate danger. So I think what we could conclude is that these experiences, near-death experience, the psychedelic trip, the alien abduction experience, they happen in a non-ordinary state of consciousness. You see what I mean? They're not happening in your normal waking consciousness. You know, it happens in a different state, you know, maybe something akin to the state we reach when we are dreaming.
So can we assume then, regardless of what this is, that we're all dealing with interpretations of a single cause, a single type of event?
Perhaps, you know, and we should be careful here not to conclude, yes, of course, you know, this is the same phenomenon interpreted from a different cultural standpoint. Even though I suspect that is the case, but, you know, we should be mindful not to jump to conclusions. But then again, I think we need to look this with more closely than we have done it in the last 5 decades, in which we have been so certain that UFOs and alien abductions all have an extraterrestrial origin. And let's be honest, we still don't have any solid evidence to confirm that.
Well, you know, some of these one thing in common is the human brain. It's some sort of brain adventure.
Yes.
And I've never had an abduction experience, but I have had several instances of sleep paralysis. Some were just a sense of being frozen in the room and unable to move, and some of them kind of involved other dreams, but I never had that sort of thing where something sinister was taking me away. Some people think that it's just a dream state, but, you know, it goes far beyond that with some people, I know.
Boy, what an area to explore.
We had one question that was, it's almost about prophecy. Now, this depends on Miguel's knowledge of the events. Wade asks, I'd like to know if Miguel is aware of Lauren Coleman's prediction of a theater attack on August 5th. There was one in Antioch, Tennessee. And if so, if you had opinions on it.
Lauren did send me an email linking to one of his latest blog posts at his blog, Twilight Language. And I'm sorry to say that I didn't find the time to read it. But I think that with Lauren, it's not a question of, you know, whether he has, you know, a Ouija board or some kind of like scrying stone in order to foresee these events. He, I think that his methodology involves analyzing what he calls the twilight language, you know, the name game or the things in which certain types of names or numbers tend to repeat themselves in some kind of catastrophic events, you know. For example, one of the examples I could give is the Fayette factor, I think that he calls it, you know, in which Fayette, which is a French word derived from the fae, you know, the fairy lore, the fae folk, and it's also well obviously found in the name of General Lafayette. And so the Fayette factor talks about how this name repeats itself in certain types of, you know, catastrophes or disasters. And that seems to point out to some kind of very interesting, I don't know, pattern in which it seems like the universe likes to use these kinds of patterns and numbers And maybe if you pay attention to those kind of patterns, you may be able to foresee or predict a future event, although I'm skeptical in which the level of accuracy you might have with that kind of methodology. You know, I think that you might be able to see, oh, so maybe something is going to happen involving this number or this date or this name. But I don't think you can, you know, accurately predict, you know, this thing is going to happen on so-and-so date, on so-and-so in this year, you know.
The mediums and such, they always accentuate the hits and let you forget about the misses. So I think every system, you know, of course, you know, they're fakes. I don't know. I wonder if this is all coincidence. You know, it's definitely interesting.
I'm very open about the capacity of recognition of certain individuals, but I think that for most of all, that kind of recognition is very mild, and there also, you know, also centers on very, very trivial things. That maybe I might have a dream in which I will see, you know, a certain something, you know, someone wearing red shoes walking down the street, you know, and maybe that the next day I would see, you know, someone wearing that kind of shoe, you know, and saying, oh, well, you know, I had a precognitive dream. But that doesn't mean I will be able to, you know, foresee the winning ticket of the lottery or something like that. Although I'm also very interested in how very dramatic events, like, for example, 9/11, seem to have some kind of ripple effect in the collective consciousness, you know. And there are experiments like the, what's the name of this experiment? An experiment in which they use number generators, you know, the random number generators, and they seem to be less random whenever something very big and very catastrophic is about to happen, like, for example, the 9/11 attacks in 2001 or the tsunami in 2004. So that seems to indicate that those kind of events have some kind of ripple effect from the future affecting to our consciousness, you know, in the very moment prior to these events occurring.
Let's do our break here and we'll continue with this. Red Pill Junkie with Kurt Collins, our guest host, and Gene Steinberg, you're in
the Paracast.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue, and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com. The new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Everyone says or does something silly once in a while. But once that embarrassing thing is on the internet, it can spread like a terrible rash. Put it to rest. Get a free expert analysis today from Reputation.com. It only takes 30 seconds. 800-831-0771. We protect your online image by helping to make sure that when people search for you or your business, they find the most current, accurate information possible. Reputation.com. Because word travels fast. Call for a free analysis today. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Why do over 50% of North Americans suffer from some form of chronic ailment? Could it be due to a toxic overload? It's time to take back your life. Get the lead out as well as the cadmium, mercury, and calcium. ExtendoVite is a garlic cayenne supplement with five other herbs that acts like a natural Drano, cleaning out the stored toxins, restoring your energy and youthfulness that we've lost. If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, or fear, then Extendivite is for you. Available in either capsules or liquid, you too can see why Extendivite is the number one heart drop available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is James Fox from Chasing UFOs. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Kurt Collins is our guest host. We have Red Pill Junkie joining us, and he was talking here about precognitive events. Let's continue. Red Pill?
So I'm very interested in this kind of phenomena, you know, that seem to indicate that human beings do have a natural capacity for precognition, to foresee future events. But this seems to be an ability that if you don't nurture it from a very early age, you tend to lose it.
Are you suggesting then that a lot of people, maybe most people, are born with these added abilities, but because they become, as they say, integrated with society, they don't really get a chance to expand those capabilities or exercise them? Because obviously parents won't take it seriously unless they're involved in the subject. What is your position?
Yeah, I think that's exactly the case. You know, maybe parents freak out and they tell the children, you know, you better knock that out. You know, you better, you know, cut that out because, you know, people are going to think that you're a freak or something, you know. And when children see the negative reaction from their family members and their peers, you know, they will get dissuaded from experimenting with these latent abilities, you know. So maybe if you are born in the type of culture that will see that as a very natural thing, you know, like maybe in some hunter-gatherer tribe in the Amazons, in which if people see that as, you know, the natural talents of someone who is called to become a shaman or something, you know, maybe that is the type of environment that would include those kinds of abilities into their social structure. But in our current materialistic paradigm, you know, if you say that you can, you know, listen to other people's thoughts, or maybe, you know, foresee things that are going to happen, you know, you may be ended in some kind of insane asylum.
That doesn't make it easy, doesn't make it encouraging.
Exactly.
There's a bunch of questions in our forum from Burnt Steak. You read one before. Anything relevant to what we're doing before we move on?
Well, you know, a lot of them are on UFOs, but let me jump ahead here to one that kind of connects with what we've been talking about. He's asking a question, and I'm going to shorten and reword this and hopefully do it justice. He says that there are likely multiple sources for whatever the UFO phenomenon is. If you were a betting man, what would you say is responsible for the majority of the good cases, extraterrestrial hypothesis, dimensional, crypto-terrestrials, the psychosocial theory, or some other personal favorite theory?
I don't know. I think that I listened to a round table that my friend Greg Bishop had with Richard Dolan and Peter Robbins at Nick Redfern recently, which they concluded, and I have to agree, that tossing out the ETH will be a very foolhardy thing to do in ufology. But at the same time, you should give equal time to other fringier theories, like, for example, the idea that this phenomenon might be related with a bigger aspect of our reality than we are able to perceive in our normal state of consciousness. I have come to the conclusion that the possible nature of the UFO is going to be probably stranger and more complex than we humans are currently able to entertain. You know, I mean, anything I could conceive, you know, our time travelers from the future, from some other planet, and whenever they interact with us, you know, they look like Bigfoot ghost or something like that, you know. Any of those theories are going to be probably incomplete and as misguided as, you know, the theories they have for the fae folk, you know, in medieval Europe.
On that, do you think... this relates to what we were talking about earlier about possible brain adventures. Do you, and I think, I know Gene has talked about this kind of thing a lot, and I think it's kind of along the lines of Jacques Vallée's thinking that much of what's actually reported is just our human interpretation of events. And, you know, maybe we can only understand things because, you know, maybe we've seen a flying saucer movie and that gives us a tool to interpret the experience. You know, what's your thoughts on that sort of thing?
Yeah, or maybe the phenomenon itself chooses to adopt a certain appearance in order to seem more palatable to a person given their current social background. You know, I mean, I think that Terence McKenna was the one who said that the plant intelligence, you know, behind psilocybin and ayahuasca choose to appear to humans as an alien invasion so we wouldn't freak out so much, you know, in order not to scare us. Because, you know, an alien invasion, you know, as malignant or dreadful as that might sound, is something that we, in the end, we could understand. You know, also, there are aliens. They come from other planets that they want to invade us, or maybe, you know, use us for experiments or whatever, you know. In the end, that's as dreadful as that might be, it still has a modicum of relief because we can wrap our minds around it. But maybe what if the UFO phenomenon involves something that we can't wrap our heads around it, you know? What if it's something that it's completely outside our normal mental references, you know, and it's so, it has no option but communicate with us through metaphors, you know, so through cultural metaphors that are at least make more sense to us, you know, than the real thing.
I've mentioned this many times before. This brings to mind the movie Contact, based on the Carl Sagan book. Jodie Foster plays this radio astronomer, and supposedly she flies in a spaceship that doesn't seem to go anywhere, but takes her, supposedly in her mind, to another star system where she meets a being who looks like her dead father. And the being says to her, "I am presenting myself this way because you wouldn't accept," I'm not quoting it, I'm just paraphrasing it, "you wouldn't accept my real appearance."
Mm-hmm.
And that goes very highly into what you're saying, and very likely the producers of the film and the author of the book considered how an alien being would present themselves to us.
Yeah, another favorite of mine is the movie AI, you know, directed by Steven Spielberg, in which, you know, here, spoiler alert, because I'm going to tell something about the end of the movie, the little android bot, you know, David, encounters the Blue Fairy, which is nothing but a projection used by the super advanced AI from the future so they can communicate with him without, you know, scaring him, you know. So they are using something extracted from his mind and his, like, nascent religious beliefs, you know, so they could interact with each other, you know. So they use this mythical being, the Blue Fairy, the same way that maybe an alien intelligence would appear at us, like, you know, maybe in the shape of, Jesus or something like that.
We'll continue with Red Pill Junkie. Please do not forget to check out the premium version of our show at plus.theparacast.com, plus.theparacast.com. Mm-hmm. We'll continue with our guest co-host, Kurt Collins, our guest, Red Pill Junkie. More to come. I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
The Paracast.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also, print catalogs. Convert from so many formats, I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code Night Owl. Use the coupon code Night Owl to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lungs. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Okay, open your mouth and say, aw.
Aw.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor recommended Say Aw Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to SayAhNow.com. SayAhNow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Hello, this is Rosemary Ellen Guiley, and you're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
Our guest is Red Pill Junkie, and our guest co-host is Kurt Collins. Chris O'Brien will be back next week. I'm Gene Steinberg, and we're exploring all sorts of unusual ramifications about UFOs. Now, one of the issues here with understanding possible life in outer space, Red Pill and Kurt, is the fact that we're looking for Goldilocks-type planets. We're looking for extrasolar planets that are somewhat similar to Earth, like a twin of Earth or a virtual twin of Earth, on the assumption that we know life will originate on a planet like Earth. So let's look for a twin of Earth, and perhaps we'll see life as we know it. But that doesn't fully define life, does it?
No, because maybe what we should be looking for is life as we don't know it. You know, this is something that the scientist, I think his name is Paul Davies, has been proclaiming, you know, that is trying to get his colleagues to consider, you know, how we are so, not only from an anthropomorphic point of view, but also from a, you know, carbon-based point of view, where we're always considering life from the few examples, well, you know, few from a cosmic point of view, few examples that we have here in our planet. And I remember recently reading this news article, you know, about how they managed to decode the DNA of octopuses, and they have concluded that, you know, for all intents and purposes, octopuses are aliens, because their DNA has really nothing whatsoever to do with other species, you know. So that's going and proves how little we really know still about, you know, biology and the possibilities of life.
And certainly, because something doesn't look human doesn't mean they're not smart, and doesn't mean that they couldn't somehow develop a technology.
Exactly. You know, octopuses are incredibly smart. You know, they are very tricksterish in their way of thinking. You know, they can solve puzzles. You know, they can communicate with each other using a completely different method of communication, you know, using body movements and color, changing their colors, you know. So if they could manage to develop some kind of culture, you know, their language would be something completely, well, alien to ours.
So if E.T. comes here, all bets are off.
Yeah, and it's interesting to think how the alien abduction experience, all the experiences claim that the aliens are able to seamlessly communicate with them telepathically, you know. So that's, you know, gives you pause, you know, about, well, how easy will be for an alien species coming from God knows where else, you know, to actually communicate to beings who are probably less advanced to them than, you know, maybe ants will be to us, you know. Imagine trying to communicate with an ant, you know. How would you try to even begin? I think there's a saying by a philosopher who said that if a lion could speak English, you wouldn't understand what he said anyway.
You know, I'm thinking here as you were talking about communicating with alien life, or perhaps alien life trying to communicate with us. We egotistically think they will try to communicate with humans. Of course, remember the movie Star Trek IV, The Voyage Home, where this alien craft was trying to communicate with humpback whales. Mm-hmm. But the humpback whales during the 23rd century were extinct, so they had to go back to the past. It was kind of a funny movie, too. It was directed by the late Leonard Nimoy, as a matter of fact. A funny movie, too, in trying to show how someone from the future would react to the culture of the 20th century. And they had to kidnap two humpback whales and bring them to the 23rd century to basically save the planet Earth. But you think of the thought here behind that theory again. So fascinating. So egotistical on the part of humans to think that E.T. would look for us.
Mm-hmm. We might look like fleas to them, you know, a nuisance.
They might go see my dog. They might come to see Teddy Bear. Maybe Teddy Bear is talking to E.T. right now.
That could be.
Gets wacky. Some more questions, Kurt?
Sure. And now, on some of these are UFO specific, but, you know, we, you know, feel free to broaden this out.
Obviously, we're getting back into UFOs here, so it's a good time.
Yeah.
This one's from Burns State. He starts off with the premise here. In your opinion, what are some viable options on how the ufological field can move forward, given that it almost 70 years of study has yet to reveal any tangible answers about the big questions regarding what UFOs are or what they come from?
Well, I don't know about trying to find answers, but I think that one thing that the UFO community could try to do right now is trying to build some kind of centralized database of UFO information, some kind of, I don't know, you know, UFOpedia, for lack of a better word, you know, and maybe in the being of a Wikipedia, it will be, you know, open sourced, you know, everyone will be able to participate, and it will, in my view, it will have to gather the pros and cons of every particular UFO case, you know, giving it maybe some kind of like a rating, you know, like a, maybe like a Rotten Tomatoes kind of rating. So maybe, you know, saying like Billy Myers is 99%, you know, the 99% hoax, you know, and maybe the Socorro case is 90%, you know, a legitimate case or something like that. And that kind of site will have to have updated information, you know. So any new available information from a given case will have to be, you know, automatically updated to the page of that case, you know. So people will see what new development has transpired, you know. So it wouldn't give, you know, like a black and white response, you know, this case is false or this case is legit, you know. It will give the viewer or the reader, you know, the ability to form their own conclusion. But I think that a centralized database is something that could be achieved right now, you know, if someone was willing to, you know, go through the effort of building such a place.
That's interesting. I think that would be a battleground, but it would sure be interesting. And there's one of the things that bugs me is that so often things like, you know, fake documents or videos will be recycled by someone who's new that comes along. They, oh, isn't this exciting? Like that FBI memo about the saucer, and you know, it's just a retelling of the Aztec story, the hotel memo, I think it's called. Mm-hmm. And you see that revived every few months, and oh, I even see the alien autopsy film from time to time. It's like, hey, look at this. And it's like some of these things, they should be killed stone cold dead, and that it shouldn't bother anyone again. And, you know, that might be a way to flag those as being something that's worthless and go on to better things.
Yeah, I mean, ideally, if you Google that given case, you know, the very first or second result to your Google search will be that centralized database, you know. So, like Wikipedia, it shouldn't be your only source of information, but it should be your starting point, so you wouldn't have to parse through all the available, you know, manure that is online, you know.
Yeah.
Well, talk about being frank. We've got more questions from listeners, by the way. Actually, more questions from Brent State, who's been on the show. He's one of our more prolific members of our forums at forum.theparacast.com. And a reminder, too, that if you want to ask a question of a guest, as soon as we know who that guest is, we'll post a topic or thread in the forums at forum.theparacast.com. You sign up, and you can ask our guest questions. That's how it goes. This week, we're talking about all things paranormal with noted blogger Red Pill Junkie. He also appears on a number of podcasts and comes on the Paracast every so often. Our guest co-host is UFO researcher, or Fortean researcher, and we'll have to ask him what he prefer to call himself. Kurt Collins, I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in
the Paracast.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, Rockoids.com.
So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It just stopped responding. It took hours before it returned, but I'd already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Check it out. iWeb.com. That's iWeb.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.